I am Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I volunteered in a children's vacation Bible school about 15 years ago, and I still remember the refrain from the song we sang each day, Trust and Obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Then, trust and obey, for there's no other way, to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. I encourage you to trust God's Word and then obey God. Once, I had a friend who saw Bill Maher in concert. During that concert, Bill Maher, I was told, cited Scripture as being unreliable. My friend believed him. What did my friend do differently than me regarding his faith? Did he trust? Yes. Did he obey? Yes. So the only thing he did differently was put his faith in a different person, Bill Maher. In Bill Maher's movie Religulous, he said this, "Faith means making a virtue out of not thinking. It's nothing to brag about, and those who preach faith and enable and elevate it are intellectual slaveholders, keeping mankind in a bondage to fantasy and nonsense that has spawned and justified so much lunacy and destruction." End quote. So if you believe what Bill Maher said, and then you go about reasoning based on what he said, you are just as religulous as me. After all, I assume what Jesus and Paul and Moses all said was true. Then I go out and reason from those things. It isn't just Bill Maher's followers who are religulous. He is a god as he looks only to himself for the source of reason. He is a god who keeps mankind in a bondage to fantasy and nonsense that has spawned and justified so much lunacy and destruction. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.